Hello, Year 8, it's Mr. Longridge here. Now I'm going to talk through what it's like to study Design Technology GCSE Graphics, which is one of the two Design and Technology OCR GCSEs that we offer. Remember, the other one is Resistant Materials, which is more woods, metals and plastics, whereas for Design Technology Graphics, we tend to focus on papers and boards that usually students will design and prepare their graphic design on computers, so using software like Illustrator and Photoshop to generate innovative design responses that you can then make into 3D products. In design technology in years 9 and 10, we follow the same schemes of work that allow you to design and develop a variety of products, but also develop your knowledge and understanding of the principles and processes that you'll need to succeed when it gets to the non-examined assessment, which is the final major project that you do in year 11. The projects we do in year 9 and 10 are things like the T-shirt project, a 3D printing project. We also do a project in the Resistant Materials Workshop to provide you with an opportunity to get hands-on with some of the resistant materials. So we'll do things like a wind turbine project where you design and make a model of a wind turbine that's able to generate electricity. That also gives you the opportunity to do a little bit of electronics in terms of wiring up and soldering together circuits. Again, skills that would help you develop your knowledge and understanding of these technical principles. You know, we're very hands-on. It's all about trying and doing and learning through trying and doing. So again, this project suits people that like to learn in that way, that like to get stuck in, work hard continuously throughout the course of the year to design and make interesting products. So in year 11, we complete the major project. The major project is worth 50% of your total GCSE. Its technical name is NEA, which is non-examined assessment, and it provides you with an opportunity to design and make a product in response to a specific design brief, and that's generated yourselves in response to the exam boards or one of the exam boards' design context. So on the 1st of June, the exam board publish three different challenges. For example, it might be getting people to enjoy the countryside. Another design challenge may be design and make a product that would help people become more organized, right? So you'd pick one of the three different contexts that they change every year, and then you conduct research into that area of interest. You hopefully identify a target user, so somebody that's going to work with you as a user to help you design and develop a product for their needs. You generate a range of different design ideas and ultimately use the skills that you've learned in DT to produce a really high quality final design solution that uses Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, 3D printing, or any other of the DT skills to make some kind of 3D high quality project. As part of the GCSE Design Technology, you also complete a final exam. The exam is an opportunity for you to show off what you've learnt over the course of the GCSE. Within that exam, it is split towards the end into specific subject areas, and we'd advise you at that point to answer the questions that are linked to graphic design. So most of our students will answer the paper and boards question, where you'll talk and explain about the products or the questions linked to graphic-based products. So the exam is worth 50% of the GCSE, and our students usually do very, very well in all, getting some outstanding results for that. In fact, across the board, the design technology results are absolutely fantastic at GCSE. We get very, very high progress measures, which mean that our students do really, really well in DT, and it's pretty much down to the fact that we work hard with you throughout the course of the year, give you the opportunity to make this fantastic piece of NEA work, and also we prepare you very, very thoroughly for the exam. Potential career pathways. We have a lot of students that stay with us to then do our A-level product design, which is where you design and develop even more advanced products in response to people's needs. After that, you could go on to university, going on to do subjects like engineering or architecture, You can become a designer, so a product designer, a graphic designer, a packaging designer, lots of different opportunities specifically in the design industry. We also have quite a lot of students that do GCSE graphics that are interested in marketing, in branding, and go on to do studies such as marketing, where you'd be looking at how you could help sell products or advertise products. And then there's the technical aspect of DT that appeals to a lot of our students. So students will go on and do things like CAD, CAM, so computer-aided design, using computers to generate products or images. And it does go well with computing in terms of having that. This is like a creative application of this, of the computer-based skills, whereas computing itself would be more like coding and generating software. This is more of a kind of a high-level design for graphic design. So the two of those do go hand in hand quite nicely. If you do need any more information, please get in touch with me or one of your other DT teachers to see if we can answer any more of your questions. So I hope that's useful to you all. Take care and hope to see you soon. Goodbye.